No, this would be a VHF, UHF mobile from Alinco. I'm trying to remember what the model number was. I think the old one, and I think this is the incorrect one, the CR735, but that could be it. But it was supposed to 2 meter, 220, and 440 with DMR. And I forgot what the price was, but it was in the price range. But then I saw the 5 watts, and I'm like, that kind of took the wind out of my sails a little bit for that. And I say it's nothing really important as far as that goes. For 220, like I say, it's not that I'm going to be out active, 24/7 on it. It'd just be nice to have the availability. And I haven't really heard very many people at all from the times I have been listening. Like I say, it's probably about in the past year I've been listening and probably heard maybe 2 or 3 people really. So probably pretty lonely there. But yeah, Jerry, I have been kind of also like window shopping, some other things. I'm also planning on going down to Dayton this year. Like I was thinking just the window shopping, like the Flex radio. I had to take a look at the different models for SDR for a transceiver, HF transceiver. So just toying with that idea. And I have not been over to the new facility for Dayton, so I'm going to see what it's like. Terra Arena in the years past. And yeah, it's kind of good that they're getting into a different site, I think, here. Something that's not falling down. Anthony, yeah, I was trying to tell you about the antennas. Yeah, I had a, I use a Comet SDV7, it's a dual band, 2 meter 440, which in the past has given me good results. And I was shopping around and I found that there's a Diamond SG7900. And it's pretty tall for a dual-band mobile antenna. And okay, I used to live out towards Marine City, and I know that there were some dead spots as I was traveling, like along 26-mile road, with the 7900. So I was able to stay at the same geographic location and then switch over to my SDV7. And then the relatively cheaper antenna worked much better. And I did have each of the antennas set up so that was pretty much resonant right in the area where I would want to transmit, so there wasn't any issue with that. So, yeah, the more expensive radio, one that was promising from its specifications better gain, did not work out that way in real life. So, Jerry, over to you. Keep it in rotation. W8RIG.